Hey, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast, Remembering Carrie. I'm, as always, one of your hosts, Jason Hunt, and with me, we've got Carl. We're not doing anything fancy or special this episode. Carl?
Yeah, it's kind of scary, kind of crazy that yesterday morning, at a young age of 60, Carrie Fisher left us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sad.
Right.
You know, this woman was something else, to say the least.
That is for sure.
You know, as somebody who neither of us know her personally, and most people in the fan community never knew her personally. The thing about Carrie Fisher was, especially like in the last decade or so, she's let us know her in a way, right? She is extremely vulnerable. She's very honest. And you know, that's how I think people are going to really remember her. Is she's someone who spoke with kind of this brutal honesty. She told it like it is, and you know, she always did it in a way that kind of reflected out of her own life, which is something you know, very commendable about her. So we just wanted to take some time on this little episode just to kind of pay tribute to Carrie Fisher, to remember her, and just talk a little bit about who she was as a person, and more specifically, maybe who she is to the Star Wars community. And I think, you know, Jason, one thing that really surprised me yesterday, besides the actual news of her passing, because that was shocking, right? I mean, we saw, you know, Friday, you know, 2 days before Christmas, that she had this, you know, severe heart attack on her flight from London to LA. They rushed her to the hospital, and the next morning it was reported that she was in stable condition. So you're like, okay, you know, I mean, I know people who are older and younger than her who've had heart attacks and survived just fine. So, and you know, she seemed to be in good health. So I just assumed, oh, she's stable, she'll be okay. And then to wake up yesterday and hear that she passed, it was like, oh my gosh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely something that caught me off guard. I mean, you know, talking with my sister who's an ICU nurse, you know, she was like, it really all depends on their health and all this stuff going in. And she explained some of the situations to me. And I was like, well, it seems like things are at least under control. So, you know, I was very hopeful. I, you know, really didn't want what happened yesterday to happen. And so it did come as a shock when it happened. I had gone to take a shower before work. And you know, I had some errands I needed to run. I was taking a shower beforehand, and I left my phone on my nightstand, and I heard it buzzing and going off. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that's all about. And I came back, and you know, a whole bunch of you guys were telling me the news, and it was really, I just sort of sat there on the edge of my bed. You know, I didn't know how to react. I still don't really know what to say. It's just, it's almost numbing more than heartbreaking for me right now. I don't know, you know, someone like Carrie Fisher, like you said, we don't really know her. I mean, we've gotten to know who she is in a way, the way that she presents herself, in her books, in some of her specials, in the way that she's been very forthcoming about her her mental health issues and other struggles, and in the way that she comes out to, you know, places like Celebration and does these panels and stuff like that. It's one of those things where we've gotten to know Carrie from afar, but from everything I've seen coming out the last day or so, is she apparently was someone who had a huge impact on the people who knew her personally. And And I still don't really know how to put into words anything that sounds, you know, sounds fitting for someone like Carrie. And really put into words anything that, you know, how I'm feeling, because, yeah, I'm hurt, I'm sad. But at the same time, she was someone who wouldn't want people to wallow in grief over it, over her passing. You know, she'd always have some witty, snarky comeback. So, you know, I did watch her roasting George Lucas at his Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony this morning, which definitely put me in a bit of a better mood. Because she's always hysterical in that sort of setting.
Yeah.
As she spends the latter half of her Leia-laden life hurling, you know, awards at George Lucas, you know. But, you know, I don't really know where else to go from that. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. I'm just sort of babbling here now.
Yeah, I mean, but I think you're definitely onto something by saying, you know, Carrie herself wouldn't want people responding with grief. You know, she always found a way to make life laughable. Not laughable and like laughing at it, but just laughing about it, you know?
Right.
And I think, you know, what was most shocking, you know, when I saw that yesterday morning, and what was really weird is I saw it, I logged on Facebook quick, and I saw it on somebody's wall who's not even like part of the Star Wars fan community. It's just a guy I know. He's very involved in pop culture, though. And I was like, no way. And I immediately like looked it up, you know, and it was obviously all over the news. And it was just kind of this feeling of like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think this is the first time we've really lost someone from the Star Wars family so unexpectedly, right? Like, I mean, obviously Christopher right. Lee has passed and you know, Sir Alec Guinness have passed, but they were old, you know, and that's
right.
Like, that's Peter what happens Cushing. When you get old. Peter yeah, Cushing, yeah, right. I mean, these were folks that passed due to old age. You
right.
know, they were up there in years. And while it's certainly still sad, and you know, a natural part of life, death is, right? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, mourn them, do not. Miss them,
do not.
Laugh, do well. You know, I think what hit people so hard, though, is just how unexpected it was.
Right.
You know, and also, for all we know, she was still involved now in the you know, unfolding new trilogy. And I'm not, and again, this is not to like cheapen her passing by trying to say like, oh, gee, what are we going to do with the rest of our Star Wars movies? Not at all. But
I think they'll figure it out.
Right. And
you know, it's not a big,
exactly. And I think it's just shocking of like, wait, no, this isn't supposed to happen when they're making Star Wars movies, right? Like, you just don't expect that to happen.
Right.
And now, do you know, was she in LA for episode 8 purposes? My guess is no. Because I'm pretty sure they wrapped.
She's on her new book tour with Princess Diarist.
Yep.
She was flying from London to LA to do a book tour appearance, I think. Well, they've already wrapped.
That's what I thought.
Photography on episode 8.
Right.
All of her stuff is already done.
Right.
So we'll get episode 8 will be the final tribute to Carrie Fisher, in a way, I suppose. You know, we'll get to see that next year.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that we'll get in the closing credits, like, in memory of, you know, type of a thing. And again, like, I remember when, you know, Heath Ledger died a number of years ago, and, you know, they were still editing Dark Knight. I mean, that was done shooting, but, you know, Christopher Nolan came out and just said how odd it was, you know, editing the film and watching Heath, you know, and, like, the practical reality of like, oh, if he wanted to do a reshoot for something, Heath wasn't there. But even more than that, just like the, oh my gosh, this wonderful person is no longer with us. I have a very strong inkling that that's how it's going to feel for Rian Johnson, you know, when he continues to do his edits and stuff of like, oh my gosh, Carrie's no longer with us.
Yeah.
And I really am confident though that, you know, they're going to put so much love into what she gave to episode 8. And from the sounds of things, so, you know, her daughter, Billie Lord, who was, I can't remember the character's name, but she's in Force Awakens, right? She's the aide. And apparently she has a bigger role in episode 8 with Carrie.
Right.
And she talked about how wonderful it was acting beside her mother and what a joy and a treat it was. You know, I just, our hearts go out to, you know, certainly her daughter and her family.
Right.
You know, and I think, again, the nice thing to see, though, is the outpouring of love for her.
Yes.
Specifically from the fan community, and even more so, Harrison, Mark, and George, and JJ, you know, have already all very publicly had something to say. You know, Harrison's was a little more brief, which you would expect from Harrison Ford, but it was very on point. Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about how courageous and brave she was and honest and how much she will be missed. You know that he really means that, and how crazy, he's 16 years older than her, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Mark wrote that beautiful post yesterday
on his Facebook page.
So, you know, it's just, and George had some very wonderful things to say about her as well. You know, she was certainly really beloved by that community. And if you think about it, Carrie Fisher after Star Wars didn't do a whole lot. I remember her being in one movie with Tom Hanks. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but like they have these creepy neighbors and she's fine in it. It's just like a small, she just plays the wife of Tom Hanks. She's fine in it. But other than that, I can't think of her being in anything else. And it really does seem that, you know, the Star Wars community specifically really kind of rallied around her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's made guest appearances in a few places, but she's almost more known just for being Carrie Fisher than for anything else. Mm-hmm. Outside of Princess Leia. And that's not a bad thing at all. You know, because what we got as Carrie Fisher, as we've been talking about a little bit, was someone very funny, very irreverent in cases, very honest, and someone not afraid to speak her mind about, you know, situations, issues, you know, things like that. She became apparently a great advocate for mental health awareness because she detailed her struggles with, I believe it was bipolar disorder.
Yeah. She struggled with bipolar.
You know, and other things like that. So she's, you know, she already, you know, was in a sense Hollywood royalty because of who her parents were, but she became definitely someone in her own right. You know, someone remembered for in her own right for who she was and what she did. You know, not only on screen but just in her own life and in her own causes. And you know, apparently, in addition to, you know, that sort of thing, she was also a quite, you know, successful script doctor. You know, she would help doctor scripts for people in Hollywood. She, you know, punch up the dialogue and things like that. And apparently, you know, did a little bit of work with George Lucas on the prequels. So from what I understand,
did not know that.
I didn't either. But you know, she just a remarkable personality and someone who definitely made a name for herself in the age of social media. She was one of these old stars who embraced the social media and became almost, you know, a social media icon in her own right, you know, without Star Wars. Definitely to people like us, she'll always be remembered as Princess Leia, you know, as Star Wars royalty, in a sense. it's just so odd to have to talk about this sort of thing. You know, one of our first big three. She's the first of the big three to go. And that's, you know, you never want to think about that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's...
Well, that was something, you know, I think that hit me yesterday, too, is... as I was thinking about it more throughout the day. But also just kind of the reality of like, she's going to be the first of a few more, right? I mean,
right.
Someday we're going to lose Harrison and Mark and George, you know, I mean, I think mm-hmm. when George passes, it's going to be, I don't even know, but it'll be,
right.
You know, and that's not to, to, again, minimize her, but she's the first. And I think when something like this happens, it kind of is a wake up call to like, this is going to happen to everyone else too, that's attached to the franchise. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just very sad. And you know, thinking about her, I mean, my experience of her is limited to, you know, again, conventions and seeing her at panels. And you know, I think it was Celebration Orlando where she came out and she was pretty tanked on stage, you know, as she was wont to do. And she like, you know, she like aggressively kissed a few people in the crowd, you know, I mean, that was kind of just who she was. And she was also very open about her struggles with alcohol and with other drugs. You know, this is a person who has been through a lot. And actually I would encourage you if you have access to HBO or HBO Go, to check out the documentary Wishful Drinking. It's based on her book, Wishful Drinking. And it's essentially her, it's somewhat autobiographical. And what the skit was on HBO is she did, you know, she traveled doing this skit where she essentially made the book into like this one person act. And, you know, she had lots of props and music and she sang in it. She still has a pretty good voice. This is in 2008. So, you know, it's not that long ago. And the first 20 minutes is just kind of talking about who her parents were, and her parents were not very good people. I mean, they each had like three or four, her mother had three husbands and her father had four wives. So like they were getting around and, you know, she grew up with royalty in a sense, right? How funny that she's Princess Leia growing up as the adopted daughter of the king and queen of Alderaan in the Star Wars world. But in the real world, when she was born to Debbie Reynolds and, oh my gosh,
what Eddie Fisher,
they were royalty in Hollywood.
Right.
And that's what she grew up around, which is not, for most of us, very, very, very much most of us, not our experience of life growing up in kind of this royal Hollywood setting. Mm-hmm. But she was exposed very early in life to infidelity, to broken people, to selfish people, and to money-hungry people. I mean, that was what she grew up with, and yet she never really succumbed to it. And I think that's what's so impressive about her, you know, especially in kind of these later years. You know, she had a lot of struggles getting to where she most currently in life. You know, she struggled with, you know, alcoholism and drug use. I mean, we all know, you know, her heavy cocaine use while filming both Empire and Jedi. You know, they had to cancel so many shoots because she slept in because she was out partying all night. You know, we know about her own infidelity with Harrison Ford during A New Hope. You know, I mean, Harrison was married and she's, you know, they still had romantic relationship. And I'm not saying any of this is judgment. She's very much owned up to it. And to me, like, it all makes sense in the sense of she was a very damaged young person who, you know, did what a lot of damaged people do. They turn to alcohol, they turn to drugs. It's a way of escaping your reality and escaping your pain. Mm-hmm. So I think Carrie, I think, reflected on that. And she never like apologized, like, oh, I was so sorry I was an alcoholic, or I'm so sorry that I used drugs. She never apologized. And I don't think she ever had to. Because to her, it was just like, this is what I did kind of to survive. But she also realized, like, you know, getting through life, though, I learned that having a sense of humor about life was the most important thing. And that's kind of how she ended this skit. And again, I really encourage you to watch it if you have the ability to. It might even be on YouTube. Who knows? But it's really, really, it's really funny because, again, it's Carrie Fisher. Uh-huh. It is very, you know, it's very adult friendly. You know, so if you have like a young kid, she does drop a lot of F-bombs. but she's really funny and she's really honest. And what I really like, again, about Carrie Fisher's honesty was, you know, we live in a culture right now where a lot of people like to say, well, like, I like this person because they say it like it is. When Carrie says it like it is, She never says something to hurt another person. She never does something to try to boost her own ego by bringing someone else down. She says it like it is, always from the point of reference to her own life. You know, so whenever she's saying it like it is, she's speaking from experience. And she's doing it out of this sense of growth. And I just think this is a very strong woman who's been through so much and still came out laughing. You know, that's incredible. You know, George Lucas, you know, he famously said not too long ago at one of these public appearances of his, you know, he talked a lot about the difference between joy and happiness. And, you know, and George says that happiness is fleeting. You know, it's this temporary feeling, but it's something that we have to constantly recapture. But joy is kind of this consistent state, and it continues even in the midst of, you know, tragedy and heartbreak and hard times. I would say that Carrie lived a joyous life.
Yes.
You know, someone who has literally been through hell, yet still found a way to laugh and to enjoy life. That's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of wishful drinking, in her book, Wishful Drinking, she even gives us a bit of a humorous look at what she would want her obituary to say. And so I'm gonna go ahead and read some of this. It goes back to when George Lucas told her that she couldn't wear a bra under the dress in A New Hope because they don't have underwear in space. He later explained to her the reasoning behind that, because what happens is when you go to space is you become weightless. So far, so good, right? But then your body expands, and your bra doesn't. So you get strangled by your own bra. And so Carrie's response is, well, now I think that would make for a fantastic obit. So I tell my younger friends that no matter how I go, I want it reported that I drowned in moonlight, strangled by my own bra. That's Carrie. So, you know, Carrie Fisher died drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra. It, you know, even her outlook on death is something that she sort of, you know, laughed at, in a sense. It's she didn't take something like that so seriously as to not bring some humor to it.
Right.
Which is something I think, you know, I want to sort of hold on to a bit, because, you know, while we're all very sad and it's, you know, a terrible thing that something like this has happened, you know, you want to be respectful of the way that she lived, respectful of the way that she would wanted us to react. And so I'm going to, you know, she died drowned in moonlight, strangled by her bra. You know, that's. It's actually pretty funny. So the fact that she's like, yeah, I want that on my obit.
How funny if that actually is.
Right. That would I really would funny. Love to see that if that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, she lived a pretty wonderful life, and a very, you know, the sad thing is it was a life that was cut short.
Right.
And my heart really does go out to her daughter, you know, because it seems really clear that in the last so many years, and I mean, I'm sure not just the last so many years, but she and her daughter, Billy, have become very close. Mm-hmm. And I think that's who is probably going to hit the hardest right now. You know, right. This is a girl whose mother, she's very aware of her mother's story, very aware of who her mother is, both from growing up with her as well as seeing her all over the tabloids, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's incredible is even in spite of kind of the topsy-turvy life Carrie Fisher has led, Billy Lord has clearly accepted and loved every ounce of her mother.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really incredible, too. And Carrie said this beautiful thing, and I wish I had HBO Go on my computer so I could play the clip, but she says this beautiful thing about her daughter towards the end of that skit, you know, Wishful Drinking, where she says she's kind of talking about the birth of her daughter. And, you know, she said, and then they pulled this beautiful baby out of this stinking, broken wreckage of a body, you know, this broken person. And she makes this beautiful point of like something so beautiful came out of somebody so broken. You know, Carrie very much sees herself as imperfect and is okay with that. You know, she's not depressed because she's broken. She's honest about it and okay with it. But she may, you know, it's just like, what a loving mother to say, you know, but yet, even though I am so damaged, they pulled something so good and pure and beautiful out of me. You know, she, like, what a loving mother. And again, our hearts go out to her daughter, Billy.
Yeah. And especially in recent years, it does seem that Carrie and Billy have become more than just mother and daughter. They become really, really good friends. And, you know, it appears that Carrie has done a pretty good job helping to raise Billy in a sense, because Billy doesn't seem to be, you know, a target for tabloids or anything, and seems to be a really, you know, well-adjusted person. And so it's really great to see that, you know, someone of Carrie's admitted brokenness is able to still pass on something so wonderful to someone else. And the fact that they were such good friends there, you know, especially in the last several years, is a true testament, I think, to who Carrie was and wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Well, I don't really have much more to say, because I think we said what we can say.
Right. You know, it's we're sad, we're hurting, but remember, you know, she would have wanted us laughing too. So
right. Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say. You know, we're still going to all mourn in our own ways, but remember, you know, she would have liked you to be laughing a little bit too. So go check out some of her stuff on YouTube. That I highly recommend her roasting George Lucas at his Lifetime Achievement Award. It's pretty funny stuff. Yeah. You got anything else, Carl?
No, again, just our hearts and our prayers are with her, who's now one with the Force, and with her family and her friends, who will be mourning her loss.
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this Remembering Carrie. For Carl, I'm Jason. We'll see you next time here in the Wampus Lair.